where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. I wonder, what do you treasure? What drives you on to live the life you have? Riches, status, or basic wholehearted love for those around you, in and out of this church, and all in response to the call of our Lord Jesus Christ? Our faith grows as our relationship with God deepens, filling us and directing us through the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Often it's the little things that truly feed us, giving us glimpses of God's glory, treasure indeed. So, I invite you, walk with me along Church Street, but not Church Street in Enfield Town or Edmonton, but in Hunstanton on the Norfolk coast. One moment. That's better. Church Street. It's a street of cottages and a large plot of land, fenced off with wire netting, had been cleared. Just sandy, stony ground. And it was for the building of new homes. But there was a delay in starting because gulls, seagulls, had taken up residence to nest and rear their young. And I was so impressed by their care. Parents, and this was in the very heat wave, the end of June, parents with their beaks wide open in the baking heat, just sitting on their eggs or protecting their young chicks. And as the chicks grew and became more adventurous, a call would be heard and the other parent would swoop down to make sure a human didn't get too close. Can we relate that protective love of those birds to that of our Lord for us? We are also loved and precious. We belong and are called to share that love freely and without restriction to others, friends and strangers alike. We are our Lord's hands and feet and compassion. But we don't just give out. We have the joy of receiving back too. And on that first evening at the coast, I walked down to the prom, and I must say that Hunstanton is not multicultural at all. And I emphasise that, you only hear English spoken. So it was a joy for me when I looked down and there at the sea's edge, there was a black family. And the mother had a baby and she was supporting the baby and she was holding the baby high above her head, as though giving glory to God for his birth. And the father was trying to take a photograph. I walked on, and when I came back, they were up on the prom. So I went and talked, and I said what a joy it was to see them. And I asked about the baby, and it was a boy, and he was 6 months old. And while we talked, this little scrap stretched out his arms to me. I was amazed and I was thrilled. He had been brought up with so much love of other people, and he trusted them so much. And I pray that that will continue through his life. And how blessed we are when we catch glimpses of such joy. God's gift to us, a real treasure. And that evening finished with watching the sunset over the sea. As the sun went behind a bank of clouds, there was just a silver strip on the horizon. I thought, how beautiful. Each of us will have memories of God-filled moments. They teach us that material possessions, however special they may seem, will never compare to the gift of life itself, made everlasting through faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. From our Hebrews reading that links the Old Testament to the life of Christ in the New Testament, we heard, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Or put in a different way, faith hears the inaudible, sees the invisible, believes the incredible, and receives the impossible. Nothing is impossible for God. Just as he is patient with us, his children, so we must be patient with him. When we see growing anguish, destruction, injustice, fear, and humanity in the world around us, in the words of a hymn by Jacqueline Jones, and we'll be singing it later. Watch the news with the eyes of faith and believe it could be different. This was written in a recent article in the Methodist Recorder by Kathleen Richardson, a minister here. And there is one sheet, a copy of it, at the back of the church. But this article was headed, On Being Laid Aside. And I thought, this is not Kathleen, as I always know her. Kathleen was coming to terms with marked restrictions in mobility and all the consequences following a very bad fall with 3 fractures. It's a revealing time for her. And I quote, I thought that my voyage had come to its end at the last limit of my power, that the path before me was closed, that provisions were exhausted, and the time come to take shelter in a silent obscurity. However, I find that thy will knows no end in me. And when old words die out on the tongue, new melodies break forth from the heart. And where the old tracks are lost, new country is revealed with its wonders. Kathleen is living out her faith in trust with God, just as we must. Just as Abraham did with Sarah, his wife, setting out, not knowing where he was going, and living as strangers in a foreign land. They held on to God's promise, even when they thought it was impossible. God's promises matter more than our fears. This is how we should live, for it's the heavenly kingdom that beckons all of us onwards. we can't separate worship from how we live. This was literally demonstrated at a Sunday service in June at Hunstanton Methodist Church, much smaller than this church here, but warm and welcoming. And as often happens, there was a shortage of preachers, and they called on a local preacher that they'd had before. He lives in Manchester, but was in the area, and he came. His name is Peter, and he had great difficulty getting up the step into the chancel. He had difficulty sitting down and getting up. He was 88 years old. But he preached from the heart, so knowledgeable. Preach like if you had Bob Clipsham here, as a local preacher, like Bob, preaching as he was moved to. It was a wonderful service. And he said that he'd had the same job for 40 years. I wouldn't call it a job, I would call it a profession, because he was a violinist in the renowned Halle Orchestra. And he brought his violin along with him. And he stood there without any music, and he just played. And it was wonderful. I must admit, what did he say in the sermon? I remember the music that he gave to each one of us. Age is no limit. An active, faithful waiting leads us from Hebrews into Luke's passage, where we are called to live a life of generosity that is focused on values that do not decay. A life shaped by God's justice and the vision of God's kingdom. To store up treasure in heaven means to live now in a way that reflects God's purposes, to walk in love, to act with compassion, and to seek justice on earth. Justice where Jesus serves us through his journey to the cross. The Master is the one who serves. Jesus turns the world upside down through the new, unimaginable social relationships of the kingdom. We must carry the light of God's peace into a world where fear and division is growing and is so apparent. We must be ready and prepared. We have a gospel to proclaim, and every one of us is that voice that needs to be heard, to be recognized as Christians. What a gift! We must live in freedom with open hands and hearts, and live with anticipation of the life to come. May each one of us be blessed and be a blessing for others in the days ahead through the love of our Lord. Amen. Thanks be to God.